1-800-875-9895.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. You cannot control the process or control the events or the priority of events. You got to trust God. You don't know what stands between you and the finish line. Just tell somebody, just finish strong, that's all. Keep your eyes on the finish line. There'll be a whole lot of stuff that comes between now and the finish line. But don't get your eyes off the finish line. Don't be distracted by the stuff that comes. God says he's going to cause us to finish strong. Amen. And as a matter of fact, he's already finished it for us. It's a matter of us staying resolute and firm and persevere. Amen. God's already given us the victory, but something's got to be outworked in your life. Amen. You can't be defeated unless you allow yourself to be defeated. You don't lose unless you stop. Why stop when you're going through hell? Amen. I said, why stop when you're crossing hell on a spider web? Don't stop. Don't even look down. Speed up. There's a church. There's a remnant people. Give me Obadiah, a book few have read. Oba who? It's in the Bible. It's in your Bible. Obadiah, verse 21. It says, and saviors shall come up on Mount Zion to judge the Mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. That word saviors is literally, it means deliverers. Deliverers. There's a company of people, a remnant of people that God is going to raise in it, that'll be forerunners, but that he'll raise up to be deliverers. Amen. There are mantles that are yet waiting to come upon people in God's time that have been left here in the earth realm that are waiting, you know, Catherine Coleman, Smith Wigglesworth. These are mantles. But it'll come on people that serve, that have been found faithful. Elisha received Elijah's mantle because he was found faithful. And he had the firmness and the resolution to follow Elijah. Elijah says, stay here. He said, as long as you live and the Lord live, I'll not leave you. While there were 50 other prophets looking from afar off, didn't even follow. But he stayed with them. Why? He had served. He had a connection there. He knew something was coming. There's a higher order that God's going to bring down on your life. Amen. An order earmarked by signs and wonders and miracles. Are you hearing me? Something that's not just going to counter the darkness, but subdue the darkness. But it's not coming to the carnal. I'll show you what's going to come to the carnal in a minute. That's why we're trying to pull people out of that, out of themselves, out of that self-preservation, out of that fear, out of that ducking and dodging God. Life goes on as normal, except when it comes to the things of God. That's the narrative in the world today. That's the battle today. Enemy's trying to fight you on your front step in what is most valuable and most pertinent in your life. He's trying to eliminate that from you. Obadiah, deliverers will rise. Give me Revelation chapter 12. And I want to talk a little bit about the virgin church. You see, Jesus was born of a virgin. In other words, Joseph, his, I'll call him his stepfather, had no part. He, of course, he helped raise Jesus, but it was not his seat. Jesus was not his seat. In other words, man had no seed in Jesus. He was the seed of the Holy Spirit. He was the seed of God. And see, there's a virgin church. In other words, where man's traditions and man's doctrine and the I doctrine and all the foolishness is not there. It's a virgin church. And see, that follow God with all their heart. Amen. And speak the things that are in the Word of God. Amen. And out of that virgin church is going to come a man child. Amen. There's going to be a seed that comes out of that church, but it's not going to be touched by man. It's not going to be the seed of man. It's not going to be a denominational thing. It's a kingdom thing. Born of God. Amen. An incorruptible seed. Not the seed where all man's ideas, man's traditions, man's limitations, man's thoughts, man's hands all over you. No, it's a seed that God is birthing. Amen. And it's coming through a virgin church. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pained to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads, 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. Okay, let's read this next verse too. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared of God that they should feed her there 1,260 days. Next verse. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation, strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Amen? Amen. Somebody say amen again. Amen. Now there was war in heaven. There was, the picture is the virgin, the woman that's with child. Some can use it as a parallel meaning to Christ being born, but that's not in essence what it means here. This woman is with child, and she's in travail to birth this child. Simultaneously, the devil is lurking, waiting for the child to be born, that he might devour it, just as he did with Jesus. But how many know God is always a way, way ahead? Come on, I say, God, listen, tell somebody God's way ahead of the game. Amen. With your life, God is way ahead with your life than the devil is. So he's waiting there to devour the child. And when the child is born, right away it's caught out. It's caught up to a place. You see, the church has not the ecclesia has for the most part, has not been in her proper place. As I said in that prophetic word that God gave us for this year, we are graduating, we are maturing from an old Aaronic order to the order of Melchizedek. We're moving from just praying petitions, prayer, to kingly decrees. Are you hearing what I'm saying? In other words, we've risen to another place. There's another, a higher order for the church. The church has to grow up. We already read it. Time out for being tossed to and fro. Every time something come up, you on the phone trying to get somebody to pray for you and trying to find some deliverance somewhere else. The anointing on your life. I said the anointing on your life and the word in your mouth will destroy every yoke of the enemy. Every yoke. And you don't develop that overnight. You've been talking crazy, talking unbelief, joking, juking and jiving all your life. And here you trying to rise up. No, it's going to take you some time now. But oh, if you've disciplined yourself. I said if you've disciplined yourself. And you know in the power of your tongue is life and death. Amen. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Amen. You can say to the mountain. I said, you can say to the mountain, be removed and cast into the sea. And that mountain will have to obey your voice. Angels will hearken to the voice of God's word in your mouth. Angels that are sent to wage war, they listen, they hearken to the voice of God's word. They didn't say they hearken to God's voice, the voice of God's word. See, God already sent his word. His word is here. We have his word. But we got to give voice to his word. You want to experience some real victories, give voice to the word. And in that unseen realm, in that realm where the angels are, angels will hearken to the voice of God's word. There's somebody there speaking the word of God. We got to go make sure it's fulfilled. That's why we are here. That's why we've been sent to see that the word is fulfilled. God sent his word and it won't return void. Somebody gonna say it. Somebody gonna decree it. Somebody gonna experience it. Time out now for pity mouth prayer. Time for you to put some decrees in your mouth. Time for you to start proclaiming some things. Time for you to start speaking to the mountain. Stop talking about it. Start talking to it. Body want to act up sometimes? Start talking to it. Devil, you a lie. This body belongs to God. This is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And I decree in Jesus' name, by his stripes, I am healed. I am whole. I am sound. I will live and not die and declare the goodness of my God. You better start talking and start decreeing. You better open your big mouth and let the devil know where you stand. Amen. The word in your mouth is just as powerful as the word in God's mouth. He did everything he's going to do right now. And he gave you the word. I have put my word in your mouth. Joshua, don't let it depart.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
This is Cynthia West.
I want to encourage you. Join me here on